Tomorrow marks the second anniversary of the massacre at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. Nine church members were shot and killed during a Wednesday night Bible study on June 17, 2015. Last December, Dylan Roof was convicted on federal charges, including hate crimes, and in January, a jury sentenced Roof to die. The Charleston shootings prompted national outrage, brought down a Confederate flag, and launched family members of the nine victims on sudden journeys of grief and recovery. A year ago, we introduced you to one of those families in Charlotte. And this week, WFAE's Mark Rumsey checked back in with the family of Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor, one of Charleston's Emmanuel Nine.
Family right now, and you can talk to us.
There's a celebratory spirit as I enter the home of Bethane Middleton Brown. She's the younger sister of DePayne Middleton Doctor.
We just came back from my son's graduation. He graduated from Northwest School of the Arts High School. And Bryce is his name. And we are sitting around now just having a little brunch with some of the family members. I have my mother.
Seated around a tall kitchen table, which came from DePayne's home, are family members four generations deep. Among them, Bethane and DePayne's parents, the Reverend Leroy Middleton and Frances Middleton. That kitchen table is a familiar link for DePayne's four daughters who joined Bethane's household after the Charleston shootings. On this day, sparkling with graduation joy, the family demonstrates a nimble ability to negotiate emotions, both light and heavy. For Bethane, the passage of another year has not done much to ease the hurt of losing her sister.
It's pretty much still the same as far as the pain. You know, you don't get over it in that sense. I think I've learned a lot about grief. You know, I have my moments, but I think I'm learning a lot about survival and how to move forward.
Over the past year, the sometimes excruciating steps of the judicial process have been a big part of that forward movement. DePayne's family was in the Charleston federal courtroom daily during Dylan Roof's trial on charges including hate crimes.
It was hard to see the clippings of the crime scene. That was very hard. I think it was harder for me to see the autopsy x-ray reports than it was to see them lying there. It was hard to know that the oldest out of the whole bunch took the most bullets.
Once Roof was convicted on the federal charges, Bethane says she was okay with either of the jury's two sentencing options, life in prison or the death penalty that jurors delivered.
His conscience will do all of the work. That's truly how I feel. They will probably get to put him to death eventually, but he'll die his death so much more before then with his conscience and his guilt.
Bethane's father says his mindset about what should happen to his daughter DePayne's killer changed during the course of the trial because of Roof's own testimony.
I did not want to see him go to the chair. But when they asked him, why did he do it? And he said he just had to do it. And he said, well, if you had to do it again, would you do it? And I think I heard him say, yes, he'll do it again. And when I heard that, I changed my plea. I said, that man needs to be put away.
Dylan Roof was also charged with nine counts of murder in South Carolina State Court. He pleaded guilty to those charges in April and was sentenced to nine consecutive life prison terms. The Middleton family has found strength in follow-up phone calls, emails, and other demonstrations of support from prosecutors and others in the judicial system who handled Roof's cases. That sense of camaraderie was evident on December 15th last year, the day Roof's federal court jury convicted him on all charges. Bethane notes it would have been her sister's 51st birthday.
And the DA and the solicitor and all of the legal team sang happy birthday, and all of the families joined in, and we all sang happy birthday to her. So I said, happy birthday. Fighting from the grave.
For DePayne Middleton Doctor's family, support from many directions has helped keep life manageable over the past 2 years. Frances Middleton says her daughter's friends have been a steady source of strength.
Now I get a lot of calls and I get a lot of visit and I get a lot of counseling from those friends that she had, and that's what keep me going every day. And right now they're still coming as if, you know, nothing happened. They want us to be happy.
Bethane Middleton Brown also emphasizes the significance of support that doesn't end, even though more time has now passed since violence smothered in hate snatched her sister's life.
Because some people, after 2 years, they think, okay, well, they forget about it, and they think that we've overcome it as well. It's still very fresh for me. Every year it's going to be the same thing. Because, I mean, she was really my heart.
Events commemorating the second anniversary of the Emmanuel AME Church shootings will continue through the end of the month in Charleston. The Middleton family will attend some of those memorial events, and they're especially looking forward to Saturday, June 24th. It's a day designated by Charleston city leaders to honor DePayne as part of a proclamation remembering each of the Emmanuel Nine. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.